Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you, that's Y-O-U, for the Army Wife, by the Army Wife Network Corps Team. Tonight we are giving you live show 539, and I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Crystal Niehaus. Tonight is Monday, November 16th, 2015. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Yay! And you're thinking to yourself, I hear a new voice out there. And it's not a voice in your head. It's Crystal! Unless you're planning on being a voice in someone's head. That's a different story. But yeah, welcome to the show, Miss Crystal. You've been listening for the past couple of weeks. Big announcement today up on Army Wife Network. Really excited for this to be your debut show. Yay. I know a lot of girls right now who would say that you are very brave for having your first debut show be with me. Aren't you?
When
we hear all the clapping.
To trial by fire, right?
That's what they're all like. She just jumped right straight into the frying pan. Yeah. I don't remember. I think Paula's first show may have been with me. Paula, was your first show with me? Janet, was your first show with me? It might very well have been. I think Janet's first show may have been with Star. But anyway, usually we make everybody's first show be with Janet because Janet's so nice, you know, and she's so sweet. And you stick me in there, and I get told, doesn't follow the script. Hashtag doesn't take direction, apparently. All right, so there's always a party going on here, which is why we don't like to follow the script, because we're too busy having a good time. So if you're over here at Army Wife Network tonight and you're listening live to our show, join us in our Twitter chat. We like to tweet live, and we use the hashtag Army Wife to participate because we are Army Wives. And that's that.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at metlife.com/TRICARE or call 1-855-MET-TDP-1. That's 1-855-METTDP-1.
Okay, so before I get going and say tonight on AWTR and tell everyone what's going on, I have to say that a big announcement on Army Wife Network is that I'm retiring. You guys knew this because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but Crystal is going to be our new owner. So welcome, Crystal, to our team and to
the helm
of AWM. Yeah, so I guess we don't have to do, like, the official press release part in our announcements this evening, but I did want to make sure that we pass that on, and you guys can find out more about that. We just tweeted it out. It's on Facebook. You can read a little bit about Crystal, and you already know, if you've been listening for years, a lot about me. I kind of share a lot here,
yes.
But I will definitely be sad to go, but I've been told I can come back and visit.
Definitely.
So that's
you
good.
Have to come back.
And
at least co-host.
You're
going to
lock the
BHS.
Door, but you're going to leave the window open. Right?
Maybe a crack.
I'd be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be like a tooth fairy, and I'm going to come and sprinkle glitter everywhere, and you have to clean up that big herpes of craft supply mess. That's what you're going to have to do. Just for that. Just for cracking that window. Well, we are really, really excited, and I, you know, because you and I
hope you'll come back.
Yeah, well, I definitely will. I mean, it'll be fun. I'm going to miss this. That's the one thing I was on the phone with you the other day, and I started crying, and I was like, because I really love my radio show. So, I do. It's one of my favorite things.
Yes, you do. You love the radio show, and you love your team and your fans. And
those team people? Shoot, I'm not going to miss them. What are you talking about? I'm kidding. I'm going to miss everyone. But I'm not going very far, so, you know, I mean, it's not like they can't find me. I'm not running away from home or dropping off the grid or going to go underground to live or anything. I'll still be right here.
I'm sure your kids and your husband are thrilled that you're not running away from home.
No, but you know what they did say the other
dinner.
Day? My husband has been cooking dinner. What are you talking about? Tonight I was like, baby, what time is dinner? He's like, honey, I worked all day. I'm like, I did too, and I have a show tonight. He's like, let me fix that for you. But let me tell you what.
Aww.
My kids, my mom said the other day, I was going to call you, but it was Monday night, and it was like 7, and I was like, nope, she has a show on Monday night. And she goes, 10 years, and I finally figured it out. And I go, yeah, and I only got like 5 shows left. She said, seriously?
Oh, in the countdown.
And then Chloe heard us talking, and she was like, Mommy, you're not going to work on Monday nights anymore? And I'm like, not on Monday nights. Maybe every once in a while, but not on Monday nights. And she was like, wow. You know, they think about it. Since that kid was born, I've worked on Monday nights. She's only 8, so most of her life. Isn't that crazy? Well, all her life, not most of her life.
AWN or AWTR is in 10 years now, right?
Yeah, we'll be 11 years in April. Yep, and AWN was 2009, so a little ways different, but still four years we broadcast before we were the network, but still, yeah, 10 years. And so she's 8, so all of her life. That's just crazy to think about that.
Wow.
I mean, I was on the show pregnant and everything. Crazy. All right.
Wow.
So tonight on Army Wife Talk Radio, we have Shayna Dixon. She's from USAA's Loss Prevention and Safety Programs. And you can follow USAA, of course, at USAA, USAA.com. Tonight, what she's going to be here to talk to us about is a new program that they have for teen drivers. And about a device, and I don't want to spill all the beans and spoil all the fun. So I won't tell you much about it except for to tell you that it's a really cool program. Excited to tell you about it, and we've got lots of questions for her. So stay tuned on that. Money Minute, which fits right in with USAA since they're the ones who do that. But before we get to that, I get to do catch up with Crystal Notes. And you know what's funny is? Last week, Paula's like, I don't really have anything to tell you. Because we just spent 5 minutes together. Let's tell everybody what we did. And this week I feel like, well, Crystal, you know, we've talked a lot this week. So. But what's been going on in your life?
We have. Not much, really. All besides the announcement tonight. Trying to learn the ropes at AWN, which, boy, I have to tell you, I have developed a very deep appreciation for all you and the core team do. Wow, you guys, ladies, are very dedicated. I have to give you that.
I think most people have absolutely no clue. So,
in a good way. As a listener, oh my goodness, I've been listening for about 3 years now, and I had no idea. I had no idea. So kudos to all of you ladies.
Well, I know we talked a little bit, and I said, what's so cool about that is that everybody just looks at it and assumes that there's some, you know, magical rainbow forest of people that work on this or some corporation that pays big bucks and that every single thing that we do is pure volunteer. I mean, it's amazing to see all the things that we do. And there's a lot of structure behind our organization that people don't see. A lot of systems.
Yes, there is.
I think they don't see all of that. And so it's really cool. To have somebody else see it, you know, and I remember sending you all those files and I was like, open them up one at a time and don't let it overwhelm you. This is 10 years worth of stuff, you know, like, don't freak out when you open this. And I remember your first was like, I'm freaking out. Okay. But as you dig, you'll see. I mean, that's a lot of years worth of stuff and really you'll get a system down and things are going to go great. So you said not much, but you're PCSing. You're buying a new business.
Yes, next month. Yes.
And it was your husband's 50th birthday.
And the Army gifted him with a colonoscopy on his birthday.
Yay!
We had a really good celebration. Well, it's one of those things we have to get done before we PCS. But we had a great celebration the weekend before. My daughter, my oldest daughter, came down and with her husband, and we had a party for him. And I made the traditional Swedish meatballs and German chocolate cake. So that's his traditional meal. So
and is he German?
PCSing next month. Half German, half Swedish. Thus, the Swedish meatballs and German chocolate cake. So
I was wondering.
We're embracing
I was
going to
say,
culture.
Okay. So, well, hey, you know, you like what you like. I always had a tradition where I wanted an apple pie for my birthday. It's not that I don't like cake. I just, apple pie is what I wanted. Pie it is. Isn't that weird? But my grandma made it. And so now it's not the same. Now I want cake or an ice cream cake or something because if it's not my grandma's, it's just not the same. So cool that he has a tradition. Well, tell us a little bit more about your family. We don't get to, we haven't gotten to know you. So instead of me, you know, I don't have anything exciting to tell you. I started my Christmas shopping list, and I did Mother-Son Night with our PTA. And then everything else I've been doing is transitioning AWN, working. I have a whole other business and a whole other job, and I'm crazy and insane and all over the place, and I don't even know how I remember what my name is or which direction is up. But other than that, I've been sitting around watching Ellen, eating bonbons. Let's learn more about your family because that's way more interesting. Will you want to tell all of our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm an Army chaplain's wife, mom of five. Three of them were already grown and have left the nest. I have three step-grandchildren. I still have two children at home with me. They're both 11. And so I love to volunteer. I love photography. I love to write. And I love the Army life. I love the traditions and the pomp and circumstance.
Now, your husband is a chaplain, and where did you guys meet?
We met at Fort Leavenworth. So while he was stationed there, he was going to CGSC. I'm from Southeast Kansas, actually. Okay, here's my confession moment. We met on Christian Mingle. Yes, we did.
Why is that a confession? That's not bad. There's probably a whole bunch of people that
are
like, okay.
Like, oh, you met on the internet? And
oh, my gosh. These days, nah.
Well, I gave him a run for his money. I was in child welfare. And so, being kind of jaded, I ran a background check on him.
Oh, this is good stuff. Here comes the crystal that we wanted. Here we go. We got her out of her shell, folks. We win. I background checked my boyfriend. Good stuff.
Yeah. Before I'd even go out with him, I made sure he was who he said he was. So, yes.
Good girl. Good girl. All right. So how long have you guys been married?
3 years next month.
So fairly new Army wife. Even though you've got a grown family. That's really cool.
Yes.
And you say you credited AWN, so you found us 3 years ago, starting out?
Yes. When right after we became engaged, I have no military background. Really, I come from a small community, so other than just some classmates that served in the National Guard, I really... And my uncle was Army years ago before I was even born, so I had no military background. And my husband my fiance kind of took it for granted that, you know, he had been so enmeshed in the Army life for several years before we met. So he kind of took it for granted that I knew what it was all about. And so we really didn't talk about it much. So I did some research and I happened upon the Army Wife Network and just started pouring through the site and listening to every single podcast. Going back.
Well, sorry about that. I mean,
years.
We're excited about that. Now I'm scared to know what you know about me because I forget.
I don't think I could have figured this out. I was, and then once we moved to Fort Sill and he geobashed for a little bit after we got married. And then I moved to Fort Sill with him And that was my first duty station. And then it was culture shock. And so if I relied on, I looked up Post with the Most and found out all about Fort Sill. And then the first thing I did when recently when my husband got orders for Fort Hood, is I looked up Post with the Most and read all about Fort Hood.
Good girl. Good girl. That is, yeah. Well, you know
I
what?
I love AWN.
When it started like that, that's kind of how things started for me. I didn't, I always tell everyone that was the year that I checked into my Army life. So, you know, I didn't, I kind of started AWN selfishly, thinking I was just going to go help myself, you know, or AWTR, I should say. I was going to go find information and help myself. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And so I think that, obviously, if you someone like you 2 or 3 years ago was reaching out, there's someone out there right now that's reaching out. And so I really think that it's going to be good stuff. I'm excited. I am really, you know this. I think the listeners know this. I'm very glad that I just had my office door open, and I thought that was really weird, and a dog just appeared. Sorry for the tangent there.
I'm assuming you
yes, I have
a dog.
Dog.
Okay.
No, I have a dog, but the door
really
opened
awkward.
And I was like, what was that? I know you guys can't hear that, but I thought, what was that? I turned around and there was a dog at my side. Apparently she decided she wanted to come in here. Okay, well, dogs are quiet usually and kids aren't, so I guess I'll let you hang with me, okay there, bud? Okay. So anyhow, I'm very excited that a military spouse is taking over and not some big corporation. You know, everything happens for a reason. And so I'm really glad that this is the point that we're at. And I do know, and we should announce publicly before we move on to the rest of our stuff tonight, because we're behind, but that's okay. We'll catch up. That you are going to be building a team, much like our core team. Some of our core team is staying. Some of them are going. And that you are going to need some help. So if you guys out there are listening and you're like, Crystal, and you are listening to the podcast and you're going, hey, I'd really like to be a part of something like that, you know, she'd love to have you. Right?
Right,
Crystal?
Definitely.
Wouldn't you love to have them?
Yes.
You're going to need that team. Yeah. So
yes.
If you
I
guys
really
are interested.
People that have a heart for helping others. You know, my heart really is supporting and serving others, and I really believe in the mission of AWN, and I know what AWN has done for me, and that's what I would like to pass on to others.
Good stuff. Well, I don't think you're going to have a hard time finding that team. Once you get one or two people
I think they're out there.
On the team, yeah, they're out there. And I said before you came along, I know she's out there. I just haven't met her yet. So, you know they're out there, and if you build it, they will come. That's what I say. And here you are. All
right,
so we do have to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's been going on at Army Wives Network this week. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Oh, I just love that commercial. Not your grandma's army. Okay, fertility clinics to offer discounts to wounded veterans. Many of the nation's fertility clinics plan to offer discounts on in vitro fertilization services to veterans with service-related injuries. The American Society of Reproductive Medicine and Society for Assisted Reproduction Technology announced on Wednesday, describing the law that bars the Veterans Affairs Department from providing reproductive services for injured veterans as antiquated and unconscionable. Gosh, those are two really big words for Tara tonight. Society officials implored Congress to overturn the 1990s era ban. Find out more about this hot news and the hot military conversation topics at militarytimes.com. And Janet is posting that in our Twitter feed. What else you got for us?
And hot on AWN this week, nowadays we're doing everything we can to save money on our bills, especially our monthly utility costs, which can skyrocket during both the winter and summer months. AWN guest contributor Hillary Smith, keep your family cozy and warm this winter while Saving Energy blog post this month can be found in our Expert HH6. You can read her blog post by going to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Forward slash keep your family cozy, warm this winter while saving energy.
Or you can just follow the link on Twitter. Or go to ArmyWifeNetwork.com too. That's a very long link. But yes, okay, I muted and then I was talking and now I'm laughing at myself because I was like, why isn't she listening to me? I'm such a dork. Okay. Our last part of our social roundup here is our social media roundup. This week we're talking about my baby. We're going to talk about Instagram because it's amazing. I'm so proud of us. We've almost hit 2,000 followers, which is awesome. Did you know that on Thanksgiving, normally it involves spending $200 on groceries, 10 hours preparing dinner, food will be eaten in 20 minutes, and take 6 hours to clean up? 6 hours? Really? It take that long?
Wow.
And who eats in 20 minutes? I graze like all day long, no joke. And then $200? I wish my Thanksgiving was only $200. I think my portion of Thanksgiving is $200. Anyway, we have some amazing graphics. I know that she's probably not listening and can't hear me because she's getting ready to PCS but Cheryl Edenfield is who does our graphics, and she deserves, like, a giant hug. Like, I mean giant. If she liked hugs. If she didn't like hugs, then she deserves coffee or whatever it is, wine, whatever we can give her that will make her happy because she's amazing and does everything for us, absolutely volunteer and just – I know that's why
she's a sweetheart. I got to meet her finally.
You did?
I met
her
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday afternoon we went to coffee and got to talk, and she is a really neat lady.
Cool.
She
did
really
you make sure that
sweetheart.
That you, like, you know, filled her with all kinds of goodness so she'd stick with you?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope
that's
so.
The plan, because she's amazing.
I know she plans on staying a while, and she's in the middle of the PCS, so a lot going on.
Did she tell you? I think I told you that she joined the core team, and I asked her to send her address. And she sent an address, and I said, okay. No, I need your address, not AWN's address. And she goes, that is my address. And I was like, wait a second, that's my address. And then it dawned on me, like, no, that was my address. And she lived in the same house that I lived in as soon as we moved from Sill to Texas. She moved into our house at Sill. So she said, do you know where you're? I go, do you know where you're sitting right now? Are you in the office in the maid's quarters? And she goes, yeah. I go, you're at AWN headquarters. We giggled, we laughed. She's so funny. She was like, I'll take pictures of our house before I leave. So she had my old house there at Sill. Pretty cool. All right, well, if you haven't followed us on Instagram, you need to. That is what you needed to learn from that, besides the fact that Cheryl and I shared a house. Okay, last but not least,
yes,
here we go.
Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit PSAs to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. You can email your PSAs to info@armywifenetwork.com. JW San Antonio celebrates military with special rates. The JW Marriott San Antonio Hill Country Resort and Spa celebrates the military and welcomes all San Antonio military personnel to enjoy the holiday season at a special rate of $120 per room per night from now through December 30th, 2015, as available and plus taxes and resort fees. The resort lights up during the holidays with a spectacular nightly animated light show choreographed to music, scrumptious breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus, bedtime stories with the JW San Antonio Elf, and many more activities for all ages. A unique display of gingerbread houses themed after old European town stores will delight guests with intricate details and festive designs and add to the holiday atmosphere. The special military rate is approximately 50% off regular room rates and is reserved for San Antonio military when they mention code GOV or type in code GOV when reserving online. A military ID must be shown at check-in. For more information, visit marriott.com/hotels/travel/SATJW JW Marriott San Antonio Hill Country Resort and Spa. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's News 6 Corey, bringing you the need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve and their families to comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer competitively priced monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at www.tricare.mil/TDP for more details so your family smiles are protected and you can start saving money today. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Corey, bringing you all of your need-to-know news. The Army will be opening Joint Base Lewis-McChord for an exchange with Chinese troops. The Army is opening up the South Sound base for a week-long exercise with its Chinese counterpart, the People's Liberation Army. Only 80 Chinese soldiers are expected to visit JBLM, but it's a significant visit because it will be the first time ground-level Chinese soldiers visit an Army base in the continental U.S. for a military-to-military exercise. "It's a big deal," said Timothy Heath, a China expert at the RAND Corporation. "It's a sign of an improving security relationship that needs more stability. American and Chinese troops won't play war games, but instead will try to find common ground in their preparations for natural disasters, such as a severe earthquake." The event is one in a series of 11 annual exercises that have joined the two armies for discussions on how they might respond to humanitarian crises. The others have taken place in Washington, D.C., Hawaii, and different parts of China. Army leaders say the disaster exercises have grown increasingly complex. A lot of the work for the JBLM exercise is expected to take place in a mock headquarters and at tabletop exercises for a major earthquake. On the ground, some drills are scheduled linking medics and supply experts from both countries. And a new report states that the GI Bill's on-the-job training benefits are not being utilized. According to a new government report, very few veterans are using benefits added to the GI Bill in 2011 that offer living stipends to non-students who seek on-the-job training or apprenticeships. Only about 27,000 veterans, or about 2% of those who have received post-9/11 GI Bill benefits since 2011, have taken advantage of the offer that provides a full or partial housing allowance to working veterans, according to the report by the Government Accountability Office. The GAO found that part of the reason for the low numbers is because the Veterans Affairs Department tends to emphasize the educational components of the GI Bill while offering few details on how to access the on-the-job training and apprenticeship benefit. Another key problem in widening the use of the OJT program is the administrative burdens that make some employers reluctant to participate, the report said. Employers must fill out forms and submit them to the VA before the veterans begin receiving tech. Employers must also agree to incrementally raise the veterans' employees' wages in accordance with the VA plan. In response to the GAO report, VA officials promised to improve education and outreach efforts on the program for veterans. The VA also agreed to develop a guide for employers and apprenticeship sponsors about the post-9/11 GI Bill OJT and apprenticeship benefits. And a new DOD guide promotes steps for conducting farmers markets and military installations. The Guide for Farmers Markets on Military Installations, published this week, provides military commanders with effective ways to bring local agricultural products into the diets of service members and their families at installations across the country. The guide is the result of a collaboration between the Defense Department's Healthy Base Initiative and the Agricultural Department's Agricultural Marketing Service. As seen throughout the Healthy Base Initiative, farmers markets provided customers with the quality experience and products that they desire at affordable prices while being financially viable for vendors as well. It's a win-win for the military community and local economies, said Charles E. Millam, DOD's Principal Director of Military Community and Family Policy. The guide is based on part in interviews conducted with people involved with existing farmers markets on the five military installations, Fort Bragg, Fort Meade, Fort Belvoir, Camp Lejeune, and Quantico. And that's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6, Corey, signing out.
The Department of Defense reports that one in four military spouses want or need work, but being an Army wife can make going back to school a big challenge. This is what makes CareerSteps online programs such a great fit for military spouses. The flexible online courses can have you career-ready in as little as 3 months. If you qualify for MyCAA funding, you can even go back to school for free. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio, here live on the Army Wife Network. I am your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Crystal Niehoff. Tonight we have with us Shayna Dixon, Lead PNC Staff Underwriter at USAA Loss Prevention and Safety Programs. Shayna started her career with USAA after graduating from Texas State University with a Bachelor of Business Administration in Marketing. Over the years, Shayna has held several roles at USAA. Throughout her career, Shayna has mainly served in project manager roles relating to loss prevention and safety programs for the USAA membership.
In 2012, Shayna led USAA's partnership with AT&T's It Can Wait campaign and distracted driving simulator tour, organizing 55 events in an 18-month period. And I bet she was, that is a lot of events in an 18-month period. To date, the campaign has collected over 300,000 no text and drive pledges and counting. More recently, Shayna has been primarily focused on teen safe driving, leading a large USAA and Automatic team to implement USAA's newest teen safe driving program, Automatic License Plus. We are pleased to welcome Shayna to the show. We haven't scared her off yet. Are you there?
Hi, I am
Shayna.
Here.
Shayna. There she is. Yay.
Hi. Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, tell us, you're probably calling from San Antonio, Texas, right?
That's correct. We are calling from San Antonio, Texas, but I'm originally from a little small town outside of San Antonio known as Bernie, Texas.
Bernie, Texas. All right.
Born and raised in Bernie, Texas.
Is it raining there yet?
I think it's on its way.
Yeah, it was. It poured here for a while in up in Dallas, and then nothing. Like I told the girls, I said, be ready, be prepared to do the switchboard in case the lights go off, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're going to have these horrible storms. And then, like, it all blew through here, and now there's, like, nothing. But they said overnight it's supposed to get real bad. So, all right, well, kick us off and tell us a little bit. We did your whole This Is How Shana Is at Work. Tell us about your family and your experience with USAA.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I've been with the company almost 10 years now, but I started right out of college. And been with the company ever since, mostly in program, loss prevention program related work, keeping our members safe, trying to find solutions to protect our members. And I'm married. I've been married for 8 years to my husband, Randy. We have two children, Caitlin, who's 3, and Colton, who's 10 months old. So I am a little tired. Plus, we have two adorable yellow labs, Daisy and Duke. And I'm also the proud granddaughter of two Army wives myself.
How neat. So can you tell me a little bit about what Automatic License Plus is?
Sure, I would love to do that. Automatic License Plus is a program focused on keeping teens safe behind the wheel as they learn to drive independently. The program is a smartphone application that is on the teen's smartphone, and the program comes with an adapter that plugs into the teen's vehicle. This adapter provides all kinds of great information about the vehicle. Inside your engine, there's so much information that can be translated into really useful data for pretty much anybody. And so what we've done is we've partnered with Automatic, and we've taken this program to give teens the information they need, like harsh braking, driving over 70, acceleration, other cool features like 24/7 crash alert in the event of a serious crash, a vehicle parking locator, fuel information, the opportunity for the teen to earn badges and medals for safe driving so they can show it off to their friends and family through social media, plus lots of other great features. So helping teens build safe driving habits while giving parents peace of mind.
Hey, Shana, I'm going to take us back a little bit, if you don't mind, before we dig into that Automatic License Plus. I want to revisit your It Can Wait campaign. Can you tell me a little bit more about that campaign? So, because that's kind of what started it all, right?
Yes. So a few years back, we really started to look at, you know, what causes auto accidents and how could USAA help our members prevent auto accidents and keep them safe behind the wheel? And so we partnered and teamed up with AT&T's It Can Wait campaign. The message is really simple. It's a powerful message. It's texting and driving. It can wait. And we decided we wanted to partner with them to share that message with all of our members and all of our service members to hopefully prevent accidents and save lives.
All right. And so that, if anybody hasn't heard of that It Can Wait campaign, basically they signed a contract basically with their parents, right?
In our particular program, AT&T has a pledge, no text and drive pledge.
Yeah,
that
okay. I remember
they
doing that.
Share. They have over millions of pledges now because they've had their campaign going for several years. We just kicked off with them in 2012, and what we did was we took their message and we created our own USAA website, and it's itcanwait.usaa.com, and we created our own pledge. Where now we have over 300,000 pledges. We've incorporated
cool.
the
right.
texting and driving message throughout lots of different member communications.
Now, that is obviously a very, very important, I mean, I said in my question, line of questions here, I'm like, obviously saving lives, no texting and driving, but what other reasons are there? And they can be, you know, maybe not as important as saving a life, but what other reasons are there behind awareness of that?
That's a great question. So did you know you're 3 times more likely to be in an auto accident if you text and drive? And more importantly, if you're texting and driving, you're not being a defensive driver. So you're distracted, your eyes aren't on the road, and there's so many other drivers out on that road that are texting and that are causing accidents. But if you're texting as well, you're definitely headed for danger. And so we've worked with our members. We had one member in particular, Trisha Vaccaro, who lost her son to a texting and driving accident. And we did a video with her, helped her spread her son's message, and we have that video out on our It Can Wait website as well. We also provide educational materials. But the ultimate goal is to keep all service members safe behind the wheel and to take that pledge and share it with as many friends and family members as you can.
All right. Okay, so now I wanted to go back to that because that's kind of how you started and stuff. Okay, I want to go back and talk about that. Now let's go back to License Plus Technology. We talked about the program. We talked about it in your bio. You just talked a little bit about it when you first started. Did USAA develop this License Plus technology, or did you work with it's automatics technology, right?
That is correct. So USAA did not develop the technology, but what we did was we teamed up with Automatic, and Automatic is a company based out of San Francisco, and they are taking this connected car technology and bringing it to life for cars that are basically 1996 or newer. And their mission is really to empower drivers with the knowledge about their car so that they can be safer and smarter when they're on the road. We ended up teaming up with them as we learned that they also had a teen driver program called License Plus, which is an actual companion app to the Automatic app and provides all these great features for new drivers. And we've worked with them to create a USAA experience.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm totally excited about this.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I was like, uh-oh, is she there?
I was on mute. I actually used my mute button and then forgot about it.
It's happened to the best of us. Oh, that's funny.
So why is USAA offering License Plus to its members?
Number one, we care about our members' safety, especially our newer drivers, because they are more likely to be in an auto accident. And so we wanted to offer a program that basically helps those teens build the confidence that they need to be an independent driver and also help mom and dad feel a little bit better about the experience. So help them feel better about handing over those keys, which we all know, you know, I have a 3-year-old daughter and I dread the day that I have to hand over the keys to her. I know I have a ways off, but this program kind of gives me a little bit of peace of mind knowing that this type of technology is out there today.
Yeah, no one wants to hand over those keys.
Right. I've gone through 3 so far, and that was nerve-wracking, but I've got 2 more to go, and so I'm totally excited about this.
2
so
or 20 does not matter.
Right. Who is eligible for this?
USAA members who have an active USAA auto policy, they do have to have their 15 to 19-year-old teenage driver on their auto policy. The teenager needs to have a smartphone to participate, and then again, a vehicle that's at least 1996 or newer.
Okay, and let me tell you this. My daughter and I are having a conversation the other night, and we're sitting downstairs, and she's got upset. I think I talked about this on the show last week or the week before when I told you that I was crushing her dreams and stifling her will to live because I wouldn't let her go to a concert on a Tuesday night. Anyway, she looked over at me, and she said, "I just can't wait until I can drive my own car." And I said, that's what you think is going to solve all this? I'm such a bad mom. I just sit there and I just look at her. I was like, so you think if you had your own car, like, you'd just get to go? You know, and I thought to myself, huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm not ready to hand over those keys, and I'm definitely going to have to do something like this because this is pretty amazing and definitely helps us as parents breathe a little easier, I think. How does it help the teens, though, be safer drivers?
That's a great question. So the adapter has these soft in-car tones that basically when the teenager is harsh braking, for instance, maybe they're following too closely and they slam on their brakes, the adapter will beep at them. It's just a light tone. It's not distracting or anything. It's just enough to tell them that they brake too hard. You can set thresholds. So if you don't say you don't want your teen to drive over 70 miles per hour, you can have that tone beep every time they drive over 70 miles per hour. If they try to accelerate too quickly, so say they're getting on the highway and they you know, hit that pedal really hard, it will beep at them at that point because acceleration can cause an accident and also drains your gas tank. So,
can my husband put this on my car, Shayna?
You know, you can purchase this technology at Best Buy and Amazon today, so it is available.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope he's not listening.
It for our team, yes. So, and in addition to that, the teams get a summary of basically their score. So they're scored on
cool.
a scale from 1 to 100, or 0 to 100. I'm sorry. And based on those different actions, they receive a score, and they see a weekly score. They can watch their score improve. Then they get an average score based on the first 100 hours of the program, and that score is shared weekly with their coach. So they can assign mom or dad as the coach. The coach gets a weekly summary with a link to an online dashboard. You can pull it up on your mobile phone. It's not an app, but it is mobile, where you can save it as a favorite on your smartphone. You can pull up that dashboard, see their trips, see you know, how many miles they've driven, if they've had a hard break. You can definitely see all of the great badges that they've earned and medals. So, for instance, if they've earned their smooth braking badge, you can click that badge and send them a congratulations email, make them feel really good about their driving progress, trying to make it more of a positive experience versus a negative experience.
Gotcha. Well, Shayna, it sounds like a great program, and I want to dig in some more and talk about exactly what kind of report you can get out of it. And we've got some other questions for you about the device itself. So can you stay on the line with us for just a few minutes?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, guys, we have to take a quick break. Don't forget that the AWN Core team has some fun discussion taking place in our Twitter chat. All these links and information that we're going over, Janet's over there just tweeting away. We use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we are going to dig more into what the device does and what kind of reports and how you can utilize all that. So stay tuned, because we will be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio after these brief messages.
Army Wife Talk Radio salutes our soldiers.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heartbeat to me, the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Sometimes putting your vehicle in long-term storage may be a smart move. This is a Defending Your Cash Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. Winter weather can make a convertible less fun to drive, or a classic car becomes too treasured to park in the driveway, or deployment means leaving behind your favorite ride. Jeff Holzhauer, Director of Product Performance Management at USAA, says if you store your vehicle, make sure it comes out in good condition. The ideal storage location is a secure, enclosed facility with the vehicle covered. If you must store your ride outside, use a weatherproof cover to protect it from the elements. Keep the critters out. Cover any gaps where mice or other animals can climb inside. Stuff aluminum foil or steel wool into the exhaust pipe and air intake. Put the vehicle on jack stands to prevent tires from developing flat spots. You may decide to remove your liability coverage while your vehicle is in storage. Depending on how long the car will be inactive, you may need to file an affidavit of non-use with your Department of Motor Vehicles. This Defending Your Cash Minute is made possible by USAA. USAA offers a suite of financial services online at USAA.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives.
righty. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Shayna Dixon. She's the lead PNC staff underwriter at USAA. Spends a lot of her time working in USAA loss prevention, and we're talking to her tonight about a really cool program for teen safe driving. It's called Automatic License Plus. And so you guys got to check this out. Tell us more about this device. Kind of describe it to us, what it looks like, where it goes, how it works, that kind of stuff, Shayna.
Sure. So it's this little white device that it plugs. So think of a USB port on your computer. Every car that is 1996 or newer has this port that mechanics use to diagnose your engine. So you have, if you have an engine issue. We have created, with Automatic has created this device that plugs into that OBD port, onboard diagnostic port, and it basically shares all kinds of great information about the car. Within that device, it translates it into a smartphone app and gives you a variety of features like 24/7 crash response. So if your teen is in a serious crash and the adapter detects that a collision has happened, a 24/7 crash alert center will contact your teen, check on them, see if they're safe, ask them if they need EMS. In the case that the teen is unconscious or cannot answer the phone, they will send EMS automatically and notify all of the emergency contacts that your teen has set up in the process. So they will stay on the phone until the help arrives as well. There's also other great features like low fuel warning. So if you're like me, I have ran out of gas a couple of times in my car. My car doesn't give me the best fuel warning notifications, and so I basically get one. But in this app provides you the opportunity to set warnings to let you know that your fuel is running low. So say you want to have a notification on your phone that you only have 10 miles left in your gas tank. That'll help teens fill up their gas and not become stranded on the side of the road. There's a vehicle locator. You know, teens might forget where they parked their car. This will help teens remember where they parked. It'll give them directions, walking directions to their car. If that little check engine light comes on and you don't know what it is, and sometimes it's as easy as your gas cap is loose, and you go to a mechanic and you pay that mechanic $100 to tell you what that is, this application will tell you in plain terms what that engine light means and will give you the closest and best rated mechanic. So lots of great features, not only to help your teen become a smarter driver, but also stay safe in the process.
That's truly amazing. Now, will the child know that the device is operating on their vehicle?
Yes. So a big part of this program is interaction between the teen and the coach, which would be the parent. And so the teen does the whole setup process, and we provide them a product kit with setup instructions. It's very easy, and they download that smartphone app to their phone. They install the adapter in the car that they drive the most. And so, yes, they do know that it's definitely plugged into the car, and it's meant to be that way.
I can definitely see where that would be a plus, because when they're bound to be safer in their driving habits when they know that that is on there and that mom and dad can check up on them.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I'm sorry, Crystal. Go ahead, babe.
What will USAA do with any of the data collected on the teen driving habits?
Right. And so we've talked a lot about, all of the great data that's provided by your vehicle's computer. And so USAA has access to that data, but that data will be used for safety research to see if License Plus has a really great impact on improving teen safety. And in the case that it does, we may be able to use it for discounts in the future, but we do not use the program, the data, for any type of policy coverage or adjusting rates or anything like that. It's strictly for research.
All right. Well, I want to know what the cost is. So you said that in order to be eligible, you needed to be have USAA insurance. What is the cost to the members?
So the great news, it's free. USAA is offering this program free of charge to those eligible members. And we're excited to do that because we're, you know, we're very focused on keeping our team safe.
Okay, well, we like free.
Remember?
Yay.
Right. Will members receive any other discounts or incentives for participating?
So even better, teams will receive a $25 Amazon e-gift card as a thank you from USAA for participating. All they have to do is install the adapter, and they have to choose a coach, mom or dad, and then once the coach accepts their invite, they'll receive
nice.
Their e-Amazon gift card to their email address that they set up their account with. Within 2 weeks, they'll get that incentive.
Definitely
good
an
stuff.
Incentive for a teenager.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and really, I mean, a lot of teens, you know, really do want to be responsible, and so this just kind of helps them. I think that's really cool. All right, so how do we sign up to participate?
So you're going to want to go out to USAA.com/coachingyoungdrivers.
All right, say that one more time for us, Dana.
USAA.com/coachingyoungdrivers.
Okay. Janet's going to get that
site,
in our Twitter chat for us. Yeah, go ahead.
Great.
Sorry.
On this site, there's a video out there that shows a little bit about the program. It'll talk more about some of the features I discussed this evening and all kinds of frequently asked questions about the program.
Okay, we're going to get that out in our on our Twitter link here in just a second to make sure we got that on our Twitter feed. Okay, so to find out more, that's exactly where they need to go, right?
Yes, exactly. They can find out more, find out if they're eligible, and enroll now at USAA.com/coachingyoungdrivers.
Okay, well, we got it. Well, that was easy, finding out more and enrolling all in one rolled-up little burrito, all perfect, perfectly packaged. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, well, Shayna, thank you so much for taking out time tonight. I know you guys don't work this late, so I know you have to stay late for us, and we do appreciate that. And just thank you. Thank you for an awesome program and for sharing it, and hopefully this will get the word out to more military families.
We really appreciate it, and thank you so much. Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, guys, join us next week. It's November 23rd, and on our show we're featuring Rick Yost of Veterans List. I am going to head out because we are headed home for Turkey Day, and so I'm leaving you, dun-dun-dun, with Crystal and Paula, I think. Is it Crystal and Paula or Crystal and Jen?
Yes.
One of the two. But the team is going to be here, and they'll be holding down the fort, so make sure that you're listening in with them. If we're in driving mode, I will be listening, but you just won't hear us. So anyhow, I don't want to miss that show. It's still going to be a really great show.
And in the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Tara's baby, Instagram.
I thought you forgot what it was called. I was like, Crystal, that's my baby. You be good. We're going to get to, this is what we're going to do, all right? First of all, let me log on here really quick since we have like, what, 2 minutes? Okay, you just hold on. Just hold on here. Let me look really quick. This is live radio for you folks. It's happening now. We have 1,984. And no, I don't want anybody to say, I want anybody to go 1984 and then go like, that's the year I was born. Blech. Anyways, one of the kids in the school raised their hand the other day when something was 2005, and one of the little kids was like, that's the year I was born. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm like 100. Okay, 1,984 followers. By next week on the show, we will be over 2,000. I want you to report on that, okay? Better be. That's
all
my goal. That's only 16 more followers. Certainly I can get that with, like, next 10 minutes by tomorrow, if anything. Okay, that's my goal, 2,000 by next show. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving, since I won't get to talk to you before then. Team will rock it. I know they will on Monday night. And Rick from Veterans List is going to be a great guest. You guys do not want to miss that show. And in the meantime, you can join us over at Facebook, what did you say, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. on the blog, all over the place, and so we're not going anywhere. Yeah, and don't even save any turkey for me, because you know what I'm excited about? Christmas! Christmas! Can't wait. Can't wait to put the turkey leftovers away and get out the Christmas decorations. That's what I'm excited about. Whew. But I got a whole week before I have to do that.
I'm excited for turkey.
All right. That's right, because we're not allowed to do any of that until the turkey's eaten. But, okay, look, I'm going to have to admit something. I'm going to do it this weekend because I want to come home and not have to do it the one day before I go back to work again. So I'm going to do this next weekend. Put Christmas decorations up. And I know it's like against the rules or whatever, you know, not to do it prior to Thanksgiving. But I won't. I promise that the elf won't come back, and I will not start actually celebrating until I get back after Thanksgiving. Okay, does that make everyone happy?
Okay.
Look, Hobby Lobby's had their decor out since July.
And for me.
Okay, I will. I
decorate
know
because
you're going to be guessing all your decorations.
Yeah. So we'll just have to decorate our hotel room.
You totally can do that. Yeah. How will you not be in a home?
Deck the hotel room walls. We're on a waiting list. But he's supposed to be number one. So possibly, but
okay.
I guess I could pull out my little Charlie Brown tree.
I would. I would just, you know, have a little temporary tree. You know what? It's really not about what decor is up. It's about who you're with on Christmas. That's what I say. So,
right.
That, you know, all that decor doesn't really matter. All right, guys. Well, interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Again, my very favorite word, empowerment. This is Army Wife Network's core team. And a super huge congratulations to you, Crystal, for your very first show. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you guys think? Do you think that she's going to be able to hack this? Let us know. I figured. Do you see, Crystal? They're all clapping for you. See?
Well, my pleasure. It was fun. You are
simmer down, crowd. Simmer down. Well, I think you did great, and I'm just really excited to see what you're going to bring to the table and what AWN is going to be in 2016. So you guys have a great show next week, and we'll see you. I'll see you guys in December, and have a great week.
And come see me next week, or come listen
next
week. So
sounds good. Talk to you guys then.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.